你还记得上个礼拜讲什么？
Do you remember what we talked about last week?
记得不记得?
Can you remember?
你连刚才早上听到都忘记了，怎么记得上个礼拜?
You probably cannot remember what was preached this morning.
从前有一个老牧师讲一个故事。
Long time ago, there was an old pastor who related a story.
猴子跑到树上去。
He said a monkey went up upon a tree.
他就把一粒苹果把它摘下来了。
And he took an apple from the tree.
后来他整个身上没有袋子，要放在哪里呢?
But he has no pocket to put the apple.
所以就把苹果放在这里。
And he put it under his armpit.
后来他讲应当在要一第二个。
And he thought probably I want another one.
再打第二个。
So he took another one.
放在哪里呢?
Where would he put this?
还是想要放在这里。
And he still wants to put the same place. Why?
因为他是猴子嘛。
Because it's a monkey.
所以他就放在这里。
And he put it in the same
放第二个，第一个就跑掉了。
And the first one dropped off.
后来再打第三个。
And he took the third one.
又放在这里。
Again under the armpit.
第二个又跑掉了。
And the second one dropped.
放第四个。
And he put the fourth one.
第三个才掉了。
The third one dropped.
到最后摘了一整天，最后带回家只有一粒。
And he tried very hard, and he only had one apple.
很多基督徒就是这样。
Many Christians are like that.
每个礼拜听了放在这边。
Every time you listen to a sermon,
we
keep it in the same place.
最后一生一世只剩下约翰三章十六节。
At the end of the day, we have cannot remember anything.
我相信我们做糊涂基督徒太久了。
I think we have been muddled for too long.
我见过一个人，他对我讲一句话。
I've seen a person who speak this to me.
我这一生背了圣经一共四千五百节在脑里。
I've memorized 4,500 verses of the Bible.
4,500 节的圣经在脑里。
4,500 of
them. 所以如果有一天
，If there's one day，
无神论把我的圣经烧掉了
，An atheist burned my Bible。
如果那些反对上帝的人给我不可以再读圣经
，Or those people who are against God prevent me from reading the Bible。
我要把心中所藏的上帝的话一节一节拿出来，从头慢慢计较。
I will be able to recite all the verses that's hidden in my heart.
我不知道从什么时候开始。
I don't know from which area.
教会讲到每个礼拜换人。
Every time the church has a different speaker.
这个礼拜马太福音，下个礼拜创世纪。
So this week we talk about Matthew, the next week.
再下个礼拜启示录，以后又不记。
The week after Revelation and the Book of Job.
再下个礼拜生命记，以后诗篇。
And then after Deuteronomy and Psalms.
所以信徒说我做了礼拜。
So the Christian say yes, I was in a worship service.
听了什么呢？
But what do I listen?
听了好像听过，好像没有听过。
It probably something that I thought I've listened before.
还有很多的布道会讲来讲去就是浪子回头。
And a lot of evangelistic rallies speak about the prodigal son.
所以有一个人对我说，我每次布道会都去，每次都听同样，因为我每一次都浪子，每次回头就听浪子回头。
And that someone tell me that I always listen to the same sermon, the prodigal son, over and over again.
我相信这个不是好笑的事情。
I think this is not something very funny.
这是教会应当哀哭的事情。
And this is something we should mourn about.
我这一次决定几个城市解经讲台。
And so I decided to have a Bible exposition seminar in many cities.
再起21世纪教会一个新的运动。
So that there will be a new movement in the 21st century.
回到圣经。
That we will return to the Bible.
系统的建立信仰。
And systematically build up our faith.
仔细的查考神的话语。
And carefully understand the word of God.
圣经是神的话语。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
是圣灵所默示的。
It is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
要教人行义。
So that we will be in righteousness.
要教人受苦责。
So that we will be punished and understand.
要叫我们神的人可以得到完全。
And the people of God may be perfected.
这是神话语的目的。
And this is the aim of the word of God.
如果一个教会的讲台不能建立信仰。
If a pulpit ministry in a church cannot establish the faith,
这个教会是失败的。
The church has failed.
因为一个基督徒不能分辨真假的道。
If a Christian cannot understand between true and false word of God,
这个基督徒是失败的。
Then this Christian has failed.
如果一个牧师没有把上帝正义的话正解出来。
If the pastor cannot explain the righteous word of God correctly,
这个牧师的工作是失败的。
The work of this pastor has failed.
我盼望了神学教育有一个新的改革。
I hope that there's a reformation in theological understanding.
就是每一个被训练出来的人都是爱真理、真心传道、忠于圣经、勇敢传道的人。
So that everyone that graduated from the seminary will be a person who loves the truth, who are courageous to preach the truth of God.
我第一次讲道到现在已经42年了。
I've been preaching for 42 years.
我感觉到还是心里很痛苦、很失望。
I feel that I'm saddened in my heart and disappointed.
因为教会的讲台太衰弱了。
Because the pulpit ministry is a weak one.
基督徒的知识太松疏了。
And the knowledge base of a Christian is very loose.
我们的信仰太软弱了。
And our faith is weak.
很多的基督徒是不能经得起考验的。
Many Christians cannot go through sufferings.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us all.
如果我有一千条生命，
If I have 1,000 lives to live,
我就每一个礼拜天在一千个城市讲道。
I will preach in 1,000 cities all over the world.
如果我有一千条生命，
If I have 1,000 lives to live,
我就同时建立一千个教会。
I will establish 1,000 churches.
然后把纯正的道理。
So that the pure faith,
有系统的道理，
and a systematic word,
传讲出去，
be preached systematically,
叫人的心被建立起来，
so that our heart will be established.
我在新加坡讲的至少有300次。
I've spoken at least 300 times in Singapore.
但我很诚实的告诉你，我所讲的道都是专题式的，没有解经式。
But honestly, I will tell you that I've been topical in the way I speak, not expositionary.
所以你可以很有系统的知道我一些主题的看法，同对圣经里面原则的了解。
So you can understand my understanding towards certain topics and the relationship with the Word of God.
除了过去曾经主办了两次，一次四天的罗马书讲座以外
，there are only two exceptions: one Book of Romans for four different days.
其他的都是主题式的。
Other than that, everyone. Of my sermons have been typical in Singapore.
年纪已经不小了。
I am getting it old.
我的身体也是不太好。
And physically, I'm not feeling too good.
每一次查血都在退步。
And every time I went for checkup, I think that I'm deteriorating.
无论是肝脏都在有毛病的状态。
Be it my heart or my liver, there are some problems.
但我还要增加很多的工作。
But my workload has been increasing.
如果主许可的话
，If the Lord be willing,
我可以用两三年的时间，最少把整本希伯来书讲完。
I will use 2 to 3 years to finish the book of Hebrews.
那么在几个国家做这个工作
？And I will do this in several countries.
看到21世纪来的时候
，So by the 21st century,
是看你们青年里头谁要继续这样被主用。
We will want to see who among you young people are willing to be used by the Lord.
我们这一次有四个礼拜天
，There are four Sundays in this
particular
seminar. 不是
因为我们只要四次
，Not that we only want to limit it to four.
我们大概全部需要150次。
We probably 150 sessions.
才把全本希伯来书讲完。
To finish the whole book of Hebrews.
而且这个礼拜堂不是每个礼拜天都可以用的。
But because this venue is not open to us every Sunday.
我们还在想引上帝怎么引导我们。
So we are waiting for the Lord to guide us.
使这个解经的讲台可以每一个礼拜继续进行。
So this Bible study series can carry on from here.
你们也为这个事情祷告。
So you must pray for this.
今天晚上我要见劳效基牧师。
This evening I want to be meeting another pastor.
有没有可能每一个礼拜二在台北也有这样的讲台？
I want to discuss whether in Taipei on Tuesday evening they will have the same thing.
如果这个事情成功的话，
if this is done,
我每个礼拜要跑几个国家。
Every week I will be flying everywhere.
要你们真心为这个事情祷告。
So I want to ask that you pray for this earnestly.
求主建立他的道。
That the Lord establish His word.
求主建立他的子民。
May the Lord establish His people.
因许多感情作用的聚会。
Because there are many emotional worship services.
许多人本情感发泄的聚会。
There are many expression of our feelings in all these meetings.
冒充圣灵的工作。
And they pretended to be the work of the Holy Spirit.
许多肤浅的宗教气氛。
There are many shallow religious feelings.
冒充圣灵的充满。
And pretending to be the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
基督徒从原先从始祖传下来的传统伟大的信仰已经偏差出去了。
So much so that Christians have deviated from the traditional heritage that the apostles gave us.
然后用像心理学里面的作用一样，自我催眠、自我欺骗。
And like psychologists, we are self-hypnotizing ourselves.
教会要走到哪里去呢？
Where is the church moving towards?
求主赦免我们。
May the Lord We have mercy on us.
再用他的真理像大旗一样高起来。
So that His truth will be raised upon us like a big flag.
使我们成为爱真理，成为真理的战士，成为真理的见证人。
That we will love the truth and be warriors for the truth and be witnesses to the truth.
我们在这
地球
祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，恳求你的恩、你的爱充满了我们。愿你自己的灵、你的道在我们中间，把主耶稣基督高举起来。愿主你自己用主你的圣手托住这个聚会。你吸引我们到你的面前，给我们饥渴慕义的心，因为你说饥渴慕义的人有福了，他们必得着满足。主求主给我们有一个大大张口等你充满的心思，对主说，主啊，我如入渴慕其水，我愿意认识你，愿意盼望看见你的道如同清晨的光照耀出来，照耀大地，照耀我的心，使我归向你，离开黑暗，在你的真理中间找到光明。我们感谢赞美你，愿主你赐福今天的聚会，正像你赐福其他的聚会一样。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名祷告，阿门。 我们打开希伯来书第一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
我们再念第一节到第三节这几句的话语。
Again, let us read from verse 1 to verse 3.
希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
我们一同开声来读。第一节到第三节。一同开声来读。上帝既在古时借着众先知多事多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是上帝荣耀所化的光辉，是上帝本体的形象，常用他的全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的心，就在做到至大者的右边。他所承受的名是远比天赐更尊贵，也远超过天赐。我们读经就到这个地方。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，上个礼拜我们讲了第一节圣经里面神是说话的神。
Last week we mentioned that from verse 1 we see that God is the God who spoke.
基督教的信仰是建立在对神所讲的话的回应上面。
The faith of Christianity is built upon our response to the word of God.
如果神是活的神，
If God indeed is a living God,
是永恒的，
is eternal,
至存的，
is self-existing,
是活的，
is alive,
是讲话的神，
is a God that speaks.
那么他说这样的话，就应当我们对他有正确的回应。
And then certainly we want to respond to the word that he has spoken.
这个神讲的话，从人的回应中间，我们就把我们的信心表现出来了。
And when we respond to God, our faith is then shown.
神古时借着先知对列祖讲话。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets.
所以那些列祖就回应了神。
And those forefathers responded to God.
他们所建立的信仰是在神的话的基础的上面。
And their faith was built upon the word of God.
所以列祖所信的上帝与列邦所信的神是不一样的。
So the forefathers believe in the God that is different from the gods of the other tribes.
上帝被称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
God is the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
上帝被称为是他们列祖所信又真又活的上帝。
And God was known as a God who is living and real.
你的信心之父亚伯拉罕是绝对顺服神所讲的话语。
Because Abraham was known as the father of faith, and he was absolutely obedient to God.
听到一句，他就抓住一句。
When he listened to a word of God, he would grab hold of it.
明白一句，他就顺从一句。
And whenever he understood any sentences, he was submissive.
他说信的上帝是看不见的。
The God he believing cannot be seen.
但是是活的。
However, he is alive.
那是外邦所信的神是看得见的。
But the gods of the other tribes are visible.
但是是死的。
But they are dead.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝是灵。
The God of Abraham is a spirit.
是没有人造他的。
It is not made by anyone.
是对人说话。
And so he can speak to men.
外邦的神是人造出来的。
The God of other tribes are made by men.
却是不能对人说话。
But they cannot speak to men.
所以这个信仰的系统跟那些迷信的外邦假神的系统是完全不一样。
So this system of faith is absolutely different from any other faith.
不是分量的不一样。
This is not a quantitative difference.
是一个本质的不同。
It is a qualitative difference.
亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父。
Abraham can be called the father of faith.
一切对神有信心的人都被称为他的后裔。
And all that have faith in God is considered as his descendants.
神就对这些的人用先知向他们讲话。
And God spoke to these people through the prophets.
这样圣经就是先知讲话所记载下来的记录。
And the Bible is the recording of the words of the prophets.
圣经告圣经都是上帝所默示的。
The Bible is inspired by God.
是圣灵把上帝的感动带到人间，使人领受那个默示，把神的话讲出来。
It's the Holy Spirit that brought the inspiration upon men, so that upon receiving it, they recorded the word of God.
所以先知们就成为神的出口。
So the prophets become the speaking point of God.
我们每次讲到先知这两个字的时候，
every time we speak of the word prophet,
特别是中国人的翻译就给了一些误会的可能。
Especially in the Mandarin translation, there is a misconception.
我们以为那些比别人更早知道秘密的人叫做先知。
In the Chinese The word prophet means a person who foreknow.
所以还没有发生的事情，他可以讲出来，就有特别的功能。
If a person has special ability to tell you the future, then he's a prophet.
希伯来文言文先知这个字不是这个意思。
But in the original Hebrew, that's not what it meant.
希伯来文言文先知的意思就是神的代言人。
In the original language, the word prophet referred to the spokesman of God.
The spokesman of God.
是上帝的代言人。
神的代言人。
A person who speaks for God.
神的出口。
A person who represents God.
口里面我们听见神要对人讲的话。
And from the mouth of the prophets, we hear of what God wants to say to men.
他把那不能看见的神的心意向人讲出来。
The prophets show us the invisible God.
他把又活又真的神的话语，同样我们明白的道是说出来。
The prophets tell us the word that came from the ever living God.
所以先知的存在是很重要的。
So the existence of the prophets were very important.
因为在历史中间有先知的存在。
Because of the existence of the prophets in history.
所以神永恒的话语在暂时中间可以被听见。
So the eternal word of God can be seen in the temporal world.
因为历史中间有先知的存在。
Because of the existence of the prophets in history.
所以人的思想可以得到真理的引导。
So our creative reasoning can be guided by the truth.
我们不能想象一个没有神的话的世界是个怎样的世界。
Can you imagine a world without the word of God?
我们有许多人都在思想都在讲话。
There are many one of us thinking and speaking at the same time.
我们的思想是没有方向。
But there is no direction in our talk.
我们的言语是没有原则。
And there is no principle in the words we speak.
我们不知道我们整个对真理的了解要走到哪一条方向。
We do not know where our direction of truth is leading.
神的话在人间。
Unless the word of God comes upon us.
人理性的引导。
And become a guide to our reason.
人言语的真正的这个。
And become the reference of our speech.
让我们才能照着神的思想去思想。
Only that can we think about the word of God.
我们才能照着神要我们讲的话去传讲。
And we can speak His word based on His word.
神的话在人间。
So the word of God among us.
这是基督教很伟大的一个信仰。
It's a great teaching in the Christianity.
所有的异端邪说。
All other heretics.
所有的假神的崇拜。
All false gods.
他们都没有可能把真正神的话带出来。
None of them can truly give us the word of God.
所以先知的存在的重要性是不可磨灭的。
So the importance of the existence of prophets cannot be ignored.
希伯来书的作者开宗明义。
The author of Hebrews started with this.
上帝在古时借着先知晓谕我们的列祖。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets.
我们的神是说话的神。
Our God is the God who speaks.
他多次说话。
And He did that many times.
多方说话。
And various ways.
他晓谕自己。
And He made Himself known.
就是主动的启示的意思。
And He did that on His own initiative.
这一点请大家特别注意。
Let us especially note this.
在我们整个神学教义的思想里面。
In our entire theological thinking.
神主动的启示。
God initiated His revelation.
是人能认知真理的唯一的原因。
It's the only reason why we can know of the truth.
如果神不愿意主动启示,
if God did not initiate this,
就没有一个人可以真正认识神是谁。
Not a single person will truly know of God.
如果神没有把自己启示给人,
if God did not self-reveal himself,
人不但不知道他的存在, 更不知道人与他的关系在哪里。
Not only do we not know of his existence, we will never know of the relationship.
神就是先知向列祖晓谕他自己。
So through the prophets, the Lord spoke to the forefathers.
这句话呢,就告诉我们, 我们的神是自我启示的上帝。
This verse tells us once again that God revealed himself to us.
神自我启示。
Because he is a self-revealing God.
所以我们就活在一个被启示的神的工作的里面了。
And we live in the work of this self-revealed God.
换句话说，这个世界只有神的话在其中。
In other words, there's only the word of God among us.
那么神的启示是不是用听得见的声音呢？
Is the revelation of God from listened word, from words that we can hear. When God spoke through the prophets, we are listening to the word of God that we can hear. But the revelation of God did not come only through the prophets. In Reformed theology, revelation has two different portions. The first revelation is known as a general revelation. The second revelation is known as a specific revelation. Why is there such a demarcation. Because in the self-revelation of God, there is two different levels. The first level is enjoyed by all, including those who do not believe in Him. And even those who are not chosen by Him also know this. This is seen in Romans chapter 1.
原来上帝的事情,人所能知道的,已经向他们显明,
that which can be known of God is already revealed to us. And this tells us what we can know. And it's already revealed to us.
关系上帝的事情,人所能知道的范围,
those that we are ought to know, we already know. It's already revealed. Everyone understands. And this is called general revelation. What does that mean? It means that generally all know. What is general revelation? It means the general knowledge about God. There are dual meanings. First meaning, generally everybody knows about this. Secondly, some things about God generally we all know. How do we say that everyone knows? Because God built us in a systematic world. So from the system of the world, we can see the wisdom and organization of God. When you are looking at a tree, when you are looking at a leaf, when you look at how atoms move around each other, immediately you see God revealing Himself as the creator, a person who organizes things, and a person who made everything. Now, will human being denied all this knowledge? The answer is yes. Because men are against truth. So Romans chapter 1 tells us the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, against people who are against the truth,
against people who suppress the truth. 在英文翻译的很清楚是压制真理是忠于原文的。
It's wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. But in the Chinese translation, it's people who block the truth. And this truth is the most fundamental truth that all of us know, that is, God exists. There are many different levels to the general revelation. There are two areas. One is external to man. This is external witness. And the other one is internal to man. This is internal witness.
External witness and internal witness.
But what is the expression of all this? And firstly, the creation of God. Everything that He has created in the universe. All these are external witnesses. So Augustine said this. If you ask the bird, why would you sing? Why you ask the wave, why they came about? Why don't you look at the heavens and ask, why are you so clear? You ask the plants, why are they so beautiful? All of them will answer in unison, we are so because God created us. And so the entire world witnessed to the creation of God. So this external witness is the creation of God. Internal witness is the voice of the conscience. So instinctively we know that God exists. It doesn't matter whether you're Christian or not. Whether you believe in God or not. Whether you're in Singapore or in a communist country. Everybody in their heart knows that there's a God.
他们口说我是无神论的时候，因为他先压制真理，所以违背良心说。
When in their mouth they say they do not believe in God, it's because they're suppressing the truth in their heart.
我们看见神的普遍启示。
So the general revelation of God.
普遍的人都知道。
Makes it so that every one of us knows.
都知道普遍的关于神的事情。
Everybody knows generally about God.
神的启示不单在这个范围。
But the revelation of God does not end here.
归正神学再把神的启示。
In Reformed theology, there's a second revelation of God. It's got a specific revelation. There is a difference between the two. General revelation can be seen in nature. Specific revelation came from the mouth of the prophets. General revelation, everybody can see. But specific revelation has to be done at various times in many ways by God Himself. And so the Reformed theologians are against Roman Catholic idea of natural theology. What is natural theology?
也就是用人堕落了的理性，认为还足够资格去证明上帝的存在。
Natural theology says that human being, by its own fallen nature and reason, can prove the existence of God.
我们已经在这个堕落以后，还可以不需要神人外来的帮助，透过人自己的理性，已经足够资格证明上帝的存在。
In other words, even though we are in a fallen state, we still are able to prove the existence of God.
马丁路德教文归正神就反对这一点。
And Martin Luther and John Calvin are against this.
为什么呢？
Why is this so?
因为我们今天对神的存在，不是用人受造有罪的理性证明出来的结果。
Because God is not the result of our thinking and our reasoning process as a fallen being.
我们对神存在的只是因为神启示自己给我们产生的结果。
Knowledge of God came about because of the revelation of God Himself.
所以普遍启示跟自然神学是研究相同的范围，不同的结论。
So general revelation is similar to natural theology.
为什么呢？
Why would you say that?
In the same field, to think about the same thing, but different method and different conclusion.
因为通过同样的方式来研究同样的东西，达到不同的这个结果。
为什么呢？
Why is this so?
我们都要结论是神是存在的。
Because the conclusion is that God exists.
为什么说方法是不一样的呢？
Why do we say it's a different method?
因为归正神学说是神启示，不是人证明。
Because general in Reformed theology we say God revealed, not the proof of man.
天主教的神学是人可以证明出来，不一定要透过神的启示。
But in Roman Catholicism, man proves it, not through the revelation of God.
方法论是不一样的。
So the methodology is different.
结论也是不一样的。
The conclusion is different.
归正神学的结论是神乐意把自己启示给人。
The conclusion from Reformed theology is God is willing to reveal Himself.
大自然的范围里面普遍把他的存在的印记放进去了。
So in nature itself, He gives us the evidence of His existence.
天主教是人自己堕落的理性，不需要神的理，还可以证明出来上帝。
But in Roman Catholicism, with our fallen reason, we can prove the existence of God.
如果你回头好好思想我重新对你们讲过的道理，
if you think about what I have preached to you before,
你才会慢慢想说为什么我用的词句是那一些话。
Then you will realize why I would use specific terms.
因为我的整个背景，我的整个思想架构是照圣经的总原则，用归正神学才建立起来。
Because the entire structure of my thought is established upon Reformed theology based on biblical principles.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
神的存在不是人证明的一个结果。
It means that the existence of God is not the result of our proving.
神的存在是人要证明或者不能证明的原因。
The existence of God is the reason why we want to prove or disprove it.
神存在。
Because God exists.
所以你才问神存在不存在。
So you ask whether He exists or not.
神存在。
Because He exists.
你在讨论人能不能证明神存在。
So you discuss whether human being can prove His existence.
这些企图的背后的原因是因为神存在，你才会这么讲。
And all these are motivated because God already exists.
所以人没有办法借着自然神学来认识神的存在。
So it's not possible for us to know God completely through natural theology.
人乃是借着神的普遍启示来知道神的存在。
But we know of His existence through His general revelation.
第二个范围是什么呢？
What is the second area?
第二个范围就是神的特殊启示。
Second area is His specific revelation.
特殊启示同自然启示或者普遍启示不同在哪里呢？
What is the difference here?
特殊启示不是单单把我们带到神的 这个存在神的永能神的智慧而已。
The specific revelation does not bring us only to the existence of God or His self-everlasting nature.
还是要叫我们看见他的计划。
But it shows us the plan of God.
他的本性。
His nature.
他的心意。
His will.
他的引导。
His guidance.
他的救赎。
His salvation.
从他在永恒中间对整个宇宙同人类的安排。
And his plan that he has made from eternity for all mankind.
这是完全不一样的两件事。
And this is something that's very different.
新加坡人都知道有一个叫做吴作栋的人。
All Singaporeans know Goh Chok Tong.
但是吴作栋发脾气的时候，脸孔像怎么样子，你就不知道。
But when he's angry, probably you don't know what he looks like.
吴作栋的家里的生活习惯、动作怎么样，你就不知道。
Or what about his living habits? You won't know.
因为他不愿意把这些告诉我。
Because he's not willing to tell that to you.
但是他一定告诉他太太。
But surely his wife knows.
他很愿意一生一世呢，在他的太太面前彻露敞开，完全公布，因为他那个对他太太这个叫做特殊启示，你得到的叫普遍启示。
But towards his wife, surely he's completely open. So that's specific revelation, but you only have general revelation.
当你看希伯来书第一章第一节的时候，
So when you look at the first verse of the book of Hebrews,
直接讨论到神特殊启示。
There is a direct discussion on the specific revelation of God.
我不知道要怎么样的话语才能讲清楚我对圣经里面所知道的是什么。
I really do not know how I can fully express all my understanding of the scripture.
就在希伯来书第一章第一节第二节隐藏的整个思想架构大的不得了。
Because just in the first two verses, there's already this great knowledge.
上帝在古时借着先知晓谕我们的列祖。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets.
是多次的晓谕。
At many times.
是多方的晓谕。
And in various ways.
单单这句话就把那个特殊启示的历史序幕打开来。
Just these words alone open to us the pathway towards specific revelation.
自古直到耶稣来的时候。
From the past until Jesus Christ. Such a long history in the Old Testament.
是多方的,
in many times.
多次,
in many ways.
是用多多的先知的,
through many prophets.
讲出许多的话语出来,
through many words.
对许多的列祖讲话,
to speak to many people.
这个就是特殊启示在过程中间的进展。
This is the progression of specific revelation.
在特殊的启示用多多的方法的表现。
As the expression of specific revelation in many different ways.
特殊的启示继续不断在人中间的这个显明。
And the specific revelation revealing itself among us.
当他讲完这句话以后呢，
After saying this,
他说就在这末世。
And it refers to the last days.
借着他独生子向我们晓谕出来。
He has spoken to us by his son.
所以在这里给我们看见了他所传讲的特殊启示有两个大的范围。
There is two great areas in specific revelation.
一个范围就是先知所讲的所有的话。
Firstly, all the words spoken by the prophets.
第二个范围就是耶稣基督自己带出来的启示。
Secondly, the revelation that Jesus Christ himself brought.
所以在这一节的圣经里我们看见了普遍启示有外界的自然同内界的自觉。
So this verse tells us that in general revelation, there is external witness and internal witness.
在特殊的启示里面有许许多多先知领受的话语同耶稣自己道成肉身把神的道传讲出来两个版本。
But in specific revelation, there are words of all the prophets and the words of Jesus Christ, God incarnated. Two areas.
何等伟大的一个宣告。
This is a great proclamation.
何等伟大的一个开场白。
A very great opening.
所以在第一节的圣经里面，就把基督开始向我们显明出来。
So from the very first verse, we see Jesus Christ.
现在我要请你注意的一件事情。
I want you to take note of this.
就是当希伯来书的作者讲借着先知多方多次晓谕的时候
，When the author of Hebrews says that God spoke to the forefathers through the prophets，
这个原文是用过去式。
In the old original language, he used past participle.
儿子独生子向我们晓谕的时候。
But when he speaks about the Son,
他用的词句是现在要完成神的。
The words is about the present.
是将来要完成的。
Something that is to be done.
现在正在启示。
Something that is going on.
要完成的。
Something to be completed.
表示神所启示的真理会结束的。
It means that the truth revealed by God will end.
要成全这个启示。
It will complete a revelation.
不可以相信那些一般灵恩派所讲的启示继续不断来。
So you cannot believe the extreme charismatics that says that revelation has not ended.
那是很危险的道理。
Because this is a very dangerous theory.
对教会 信仰的危害大得不得了。
And it will bring great damage to the church.
如果这本圣经是不可完成的
，If this Bible is not completed,
是每个时代像那些灵恩派的大牧师在电台里面讲上帝启示我，上帝对我说话，那就很危险了。
It will be a very dangerous thing indeed if all charismatic leaders can say that God directly in review
to me. 那表示这本圣经从来没有成全过。
It means that this Bible has never been completed.
如果这本圣经从来没有成全过
，If this Bible indeed is not completed,
那么你领受启示记下来就多一本启示录。
Then if you have a new revelation, you can have a new book of revelation.
过去你再一个人做启示，再录下来，再加一本启示录。
A few years later, you add another one.
那么这本圣经就可能有几万几万这个页了。
And this Bible will have tens of thousands of pages.
没有办法成全的。
And you can never complete.
那么教会到底要建立在怎样已经成全的信仰上
？Then from which foundation of faith should the church build itself？
不但如此，当他们将他们领受神启示的时候
，Not only that, when they say that they've received the revelation of God，
他们没有意识的、下意识的要人尊重他们领受的启示，而且无意之中他们已经轻看圣经了。
Subconsciously, they've already despised the Bible.
为什么要查经？
Why do we want to study the Bible?
为什么要回到圣经
？Why you want to return to the Bible?
这是绝对已经成全、已经满足的启示。
Because this is the absolute completed revelation of God.
没有任何的启示。
There is no other revelation.
这个圣经相比
，can compare to the Word of God.
因为当神把这个圣经启示结束的时候
，when God completed His revelation in the Bible,
神对人要讲的话已经完满了。
All that God wants us to know is already completed.
但没有其他的启示出现了。
There will be no other new revelation.
这样你所讲的道。
So when you preach,
你所信的真理
the truth you believe in,
你所有属灵的经验
all the spiritual experiences,
都应当回到这一本已经成全被启示的话语里
must return to the completed revelation of the word of God.
否则你就另立根基违背神的教训
or you will be building yourself upon another foundation and it's against the word of God.
我已经大声疾呼几十年了
I have been shouting about this for tens of decades.
许多的教会领袖不但不肯了解 many, 我想大概他们不能了解
many church leaders not only refuses to understand probably they cannot understand
神不让他了解
or God did not want them to understand
他们不但不觉醒不领悟而且在反对这个思想
Not only are they not awakened from their mistakes, they are against
the teaching. 神的话是成全吗
Is the word of God completed?
上帝的话已经满足了吗
Is the word of God already done?
神所启示的话够了吗
The review of the word of God, is it enough?
如果神的话已经够了
If the word of God is sufficient.
为什么你还说上帝对我说神启示我那把许多那些根本不重要的话代替神界的先知使徒所讲的话呢
？Why do you still say that God revealed to you directly to take place the word that's spoken by the apostles?
因为神的话已经完全了。
If the word of God is completed,
为什么你会尊重那些在个人的异梦异象中间所听到的所谓启示？超过对圣经的尊重。
Why do you honor the revelations that come from visions and missions, and then more so than the word of God?
如果你真的相信这一本神的话是已经成全的最高的启示
，If you truly believe that this word is the highest revelation of God completed,
为什么你讲到的时候故事比一大堆神的话讲不出来
？Why is it that when you preach you have all sorts of stories and illustrations but not the word of God?
如果这本圣经是神的话语
，If this is the word of God,
为什么轻慢很轻慢轻描淡？随便溜过没有很忠诚的很真实的很绝对的精神来把神的话传出来
Why is it that you treat the word of God lightly without being faithful to it when you are preaching?
教会的复兴需要从讲台开始
The revival of the church must start from the pulpit ministry
我求主帮助我们
May the Lord help us all
给我们在二十一世纪看见一批的人出来
So that in the 21st century we'll see a group of people
神已经成全的启示忠心的正义的传讲出来
who will faithfully preach the already completed revelation of God
使教会的下一代有一个正确的方向回到上帝的面前
so that the next generation of the church will have a correct direction to return to God
那么古时上帝借着先知讲道
in the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets
这些先知性的这份现在还有吗
are there still prophets today
没有了
there is no such thing
现在没有了
There are no prophets today.
怎么知道现在没有了呢
How do I know that?
因为先知就是要预言基督到临的事情。
Because the prophets foretold the coming of the Messiah.
神的话讲出来。
That the word of God be preached.
当先知讲预言论到耶稣来的事情已经结束了以后。
after the completion of the prophecy of the prophets.
还有一些先知功用存在，但是先知这份没有了。
There are still some functioning of the prophets, but the office of prophets does not exist.
使徒行传，你看见亚加布在说预言。
So in Acts, you see prophecy being said.
你看见的还有这一个一个人的四个女儿，他们说预言。
And many different people, the four daughters also gave.
你看见保罗在哥林多书信里面说，你们要做先知讲道。
And Paul says in Corinthians that you ought to be prophets and preaching.
你说你看现在新约还有先知吗？
And you say, yeah, there are prophets in the New Testament.
那里的讲的先知做先知讲道。
But the prophets that are mentioned there.
做先知说言，言论是 prophetia， 就是讲道的意思。
In the original language, it refers to the preaching of a sermon.
先知原来的意思就是神的代言人。
Because in the original language, a prophet is a spokesman of God.
那是旧约的先知代神讲话，所记下来的可以列入圣经。
And the words spoken by the Old Testament prophets are recorded in the Bible.
今天讲道的人所讲的道录下来，不可以列入圣经。
But the sermons preached by a preacher today cannot be recorded as the Bible.
就表示旧约那些先知跟现在传道人讲的道的性质是不一样的。
It tells us that there is a difference in essence between the Old Testament sermon and those that are preaching.
一个传道人为神讲话的时候
，When a preacher speaks for God,
他是不是做了先知性的工作呢
？Is he doing work that's similar to a prophet?
是，
yes. 他
是不是有先知功能呢
？But does that mean that he has the ability of a prophet？
是，
yes.
他可以不可以叫做先知呢
？Can he call himself a prophet？
不
，No。
所以你不能说唐崇荣先知来了。
So you cannot say prophet Stephen Tong is here。
吴勇先知来了。
Or the prophet 吴勇。
戈培利先知来了。
Or prophet Billy Graham。
不能够。
You can't say。
他们有先知功能。
Although they have a function of a prophet。
他们有先知的效用。
They have the functioning and the ability of prophets.
他们不能被称为先知。
But they cannot be known as a prophet.
他们只能像先知一样把神的话带出来。
Like the prophets, they can bring to you the word of God.
但是神的话已经记载在圣经里面。
But the word of God is to be found in the Bible.
跟你按正义分解出来的是两个不同的层次。
And it is different from the things that you say interpreting from the Bible.
现在你明白了这个道理了。
If you understand this.
那么神所借的先知所讲的话。
And the word spoke by God through the prophets.
我们看见内容是什么
？Let us look at the content.
那个它的精神是什么
？And what is the spirit behind it?
它的根据是什么
？And what is the reference?
这样我们再研究下去，这一堂就变成先知秀了。
So when we understand this further, this is a session about prophets.
先知教义的问题了。
It's about education of the prophets.
我不怪你们不清楚。
I do not blame you for being confused.
因为很多人念了神学毕业还是不清楚。
Because many people after finishing theological education are still confused.
我个人认为整个世界的神学教育是失败的。
I think that overall the theological education in the world has failed.
产不出真正伟大传道人出来。
So you cannot produce really great preachers.
我认为很多的神学的学生是失败的。
I believe that many theological students have failed.
因为他快赶得到一个学位，他就不好好追求神的能力。
Because they try their best to graduate as soon as they can, and they do not want to learn about the word anymore.
基督教像世俗人一样很可怜的。
So Christianity is like the secular world. It is pitiful.
韩国的政府是查出来500多个假博士里面。60%是牧师。
In a Korean government, they make a statistic study and found that of all the fake PhD, 60% are pastors.
我们的神学院是不是快快制造一些可以上台装样子讲一些道理，但是没有神的能力，没有神的话语，没有对神忠心的心智的那些青年传道人？
Is this what our seminary are producing? People who preach quickly, but they do not have the power of the Holy Spirit with them.
不但如此，很多青年人还没有念神学以前。更热心传道，念了神学更糊涂传道。
Not only that, many people are anxious and zealous for God before they enter the seminary. After that, they actually cool down.
当我要念神学以前
，before I studied theology，
见证后面两句话。
I had these two words in my
testimony. 求主不给我念了神学变成一个冷淡的传道人。
In my testimony, I say, May the Lord help me so that after theological studies, I will not cool myself down.
求主不让我知识增加就变成一个假冒伪善的法利赛人。
May the Lord help me so that as I increase in my knowledge, I will not be a hypocrite like a Pharisee.
然后我再进到神学里面。
Then I enter into the seminary.
我决定我一生一世要像第一天传道那样火热来侍奉上。
I was determined that I will preach my gospel for the rest of my life as zealously as I did the first day I preached.
知识的增加不能减少我对神的忠诚和火热。
The increase of my knowledge will not reduce this zealousness for God.
我盼望这样的精神继续传下去。
So I hope that such a spirit will be preached from here
onwards. 我更盼望更多的青年人对神要求感动我的灵，加倍感动他们。
And that more people will ask that the spirit that moved me will move them.
求主怜悯我们,
May the Lord have mercy on us.
上神兴起先知的时候,
when the Lord raised up prophets,
自己先知讲什么话呢?
What did these prophets say about?
一样,
firstly,
他们传讲历史上将要发生的事情,
they talk about what is going to happen in history.
因为神永恒的灵在他们身上,
because the eternal spirit of God is upon them.
他们就有一个超时代的眼光,
so they have an ability to see beyond time.
预先看见别人没有看见,
and they are able to see what we cannot see first. And they are able to speak of that which we do not know. So the prophets has an eternal function in that. In the eyes of God, there is no such thing as the past, the present, the future. But in the process of time of man, then we have the past, the present, the future. When you are flying in a plane, from Singapore to Hong Kong, in the midst of a flight, the pilot will say, now we are on top of Bangkok. Another 2 hours time, we will be in Hong Kong.
产生一个观念的，新加坡已经过去了，
Singapore is the past，
香港还没有来，
the Hong Kong is the future，
曼谷正在我下面，
but Bangkok is right below me，
所以这时间观念去套上地理观念的。
And this time concept is linked together with geography. Singapore is the past. Or Hong Kong is in the future. Bangkok is right now. So you call a person in Singapore. You are in the past. The Singaporeans say you're crazy. You are the one that escaped from us. Not that I'm in the past.
当你把香港当作未来, 把新加坡当作过去的时候, 你就在过程中间。
But when you do all these things, it means that you are in the process. But to the Singaporeans, the present is what's count.
你明白我的意思吗?
Do you understand what I mean?
神不在过程中间。
So God is not in the process.
神是时间的创造者。
God is the creator of time.
在神那里没有所谓过去、现在、将来。
So in God, there is no past, present, or future.
神永恒的灵充满先知的时候,
when the eternal spirit of God fills the prophet,
先知就
the prophet spoke of things that are to come,
一定要成就的事情,
things that will come,
虽然他眼睛没有看到,
although they cannot see it physically,
虽然他感觉没有感觉到,
although they cannot feel it,
虽然他的四周没有迹象,
although there is no vision around them.
神说你讲吧,
God said you speak,
明天将要的事情,
this will happen tomorrow,
巴比伦要倾倒了,
Babylon will fall,
罗马帝国要消灭,
Roman Empire will be falling,
世界和其他的情侣都要灭亡,
all these things in earth will go away. Only those who fulfill the eternal will of God will live forever. When the prophet speak of this courageously, in Hebrews it is in the past, the terms used are in the past. You must understand this principle. For example, he said there's great prosperity in Singapore in the future. But when the prophet spoke, it is as if it has already happened.
还没有发生的,
it is something that is not happening yet.
为什么用过去式?
Why do you use the past
then? 在神眼中他的计划里面,所有的事情都必定要成就,所以用过去式。
Because in the eyes of God, all has been completed.
第二样,
secondly,
先知讲什么话呢?
What kind of words did the prophet speak of?
先知讲神的本性的奥秘出来。
They talk about the mystery of the nature of God.
这位看不见的上帝,
this God is invisible to us.
这位怎么样的上帝?
What kind of God is he?
这位看不见的上帝,
this invisible God,
与人是有关系的吗?
Does he have a relationship with man?
如果是有关系的,
if there is a relationship,
他用什么原则来处理这些关系呢?
What kind of principle is this relationship based
这位神如果是审,
on? If this God judges the world,
他审判的标准是什么?
What kind of reference does he use?
他说根据的法律是哪一本?
What kind of law does he use?
这个法律里面的原则是什么呢?
And what is the principle of the law?
他的道德原理在哪里?
What is the ethical principle in it?
先知说神是公义的,
the prophet said God is righteous,
神是圣洁的,
God is holy,
神是良善的,
God is good,
神绝对不会错的,
God is absolutely true.
他不会把善的当作恶的, 不会把恶的当作善的,
he cannot mix up evil with good,
他不会把义的当作不义的, 把不义的当作义的,
he will not mix up righteousness and unrighteousness.
神的行事的准则,
the reference of God,
就是神自己的道德本性,
is the ethics nature of God
himself.
So when the prophet
spoke,
he tells us of the nature of God. This is the second content of the word of the
prophet.
Firstly, talk about things that are to happen.
神的本性,
secondly, the nature of God.
先知讲话的内容,
the content of the word of the prophet.
Thirdly, 神的权柄在人间的干预,
the authority of God interfering among men.
The interference of the authority of God and the sovereignty of God in human affairs.
神的权柄在人间的干预,
人不是绝对自由的,
so man is not absolutely free.
当人抵挡神的时候,
when man is against God,
当人走错路的时候,
when we go in the wrong path,
当人已经在黑暗中间妥协的时候,
when we already compromised to the darkness,
神突然干涉,
God will suddenly intervene.
神的权柄显现出来,
his authority will be seen.
君王当天晚上要死,
the king will die the very night. And the Sasa died at the very day.
因为什么呢?
Why? Because there's authority beyond the world.
有超过法律的法律,
there is law beyond the laws of the land.
有超过国度的国度,
there is a kingdom beyond the kingdom of man.
神的权柄,
God's authority.
神的法律,
God's law.
神的公义,
God's
righteousness.
When his sovereignty
intervenes,
history in itself will move.
这是先知信息的第三个内容,
this is the third content of the prophet.
这是很可怕的事情,
this is a frightening thing indeed. It is also a majestic thing. God is beyond man.
我告诉你历史上最宝贵的话不是苏格拉底孔子的这些是先知的话语。
The greatest words are not words of Socrates or Confucius, but the words of the prophets.
因为这些话这个世界还有一个正途可走。
Because of these words, we still walk on the pathway of righteousness.
先知的话存在世界上。
When the words of the prophets are in the earth,
千千万万间的教会一直讲到讲不完,
he helps millions of church continue preaching without end.
先知的话存在世界上,
because of the existence of the words of the prophets,
每一个时代有人的心灵感受到神给人的喂养,
so in every generation we feel the feeding of the word.
除非说讲的道没有神的同在,
unless the preaching does not have the existence of
God.
When the word of God is anointed,
你会恐惧战惊,
you will be in a state of awe and fear. You will suddenly be reverent. And you suddenly will realize that this is the kingdom of God and the heaven of God. Because God has spoken to me right here, right now, to a person like
this.
Thanks be to God. And this is because the words of the prophets tell us about
God.
So we know the direction of history. We know what is going to happen. Because the prophets left the word of God with us. So we know the nature of God that will never change. Because the words of God were given to us by the prophets. We know that the sovereignty of God can intervene in our life.
这个最大权柄的军队秘密的这些武器的希特拉一定要灭亡。
And we know that Hitler will fall even though he was a great military empire.
神的主权一干预的时候,
when the sovereignty of God comes in,
历史就改向了。